made out of iron.
Yeah.
Where you put something in there, and it wouldn't roll out. We always had them things in there. And I even made a pair one time when I was working at the shipyard. Made a pair of them like that to put like that in front of the fireplace.
Yeah. The front, that outside part of the kind of the fireplace was called a... Or did you ever, you know, would you ever stand on the that and get warm? Stand on the hearth?
No, it wasn't... wasn't that close. You'd be too close then to that fire. That thing would scorch you then.
Yeah.
I was glad to get as close as I could one night. I sunk out there in the leak. At night, my brother paddled from here to the lake and tried to find me. He couldn't, so he came back and told my daddy, and my daddy was used to all that. Because the wind was blowing from outside and it makes noise on that lake shore, you see, and you can't hear nothing. But they'll hear you if you holler close enough. And my daddy came about from here to your car, I guess, out there, and he hollered because it was all far I could go. I walked the lake shore. I was over there around out of that by Club Cerise where I sunk, and I walked the lake shore and came there, and then I'd have to get in them big high canes then. So I came that far and had to stop.
When I
got too cold, I lay down on, had one bush there that would stop the wind off of me. And I got so cool, I lay down on that ground just like a dog. Get hiding behind that bush, you know, and I had an old raincoat on me. Man, my jaws would rattle just like, I never had the mump, but that's, I guess, how it felt. It rattled so much until it was hurting so bad. So when my daddy came around, he hollered and I heard him. And then I started walking a little further and he came a little closer to me and I got in that boat with him. And boy, he had two paddles. The same damn little boat right there, I believe it was. And you talk about paddle. I paddled that night, buddy. I guarantee you, I paddled. I tried to keep warm. I got home. We used to make wine at that time. We used to make a prune and raisin wine. Every now and then we'd make a batch of it. Mama went inside and got in the kitchen and got me a big glass of it, and she had that big fire there burning. And boy, I pulled them clothes off. I didn't even catch a cold. Let me try that now. I'll die with it in the morning just as sure as tune to May 4. And boy, it was cold. They had a frost next morning. Man, it was just as white as a box. Brother-in-law was out there with me that night. We went out there to shoot them ducks at night. And the wind calmed down right at dark, and he figured he could make it in his P-Row because his P-Row was bigger than the one I had. I had my cousin's boat. And when I came, when it got dark, I couldn't see no more. Then I came back to meet him. He wasn't there. I shot the gun. I didn't hear no answer. So I said, well, he must be over there by the mouth of it at Bayou. Must be on the lake shore there waiting for me. I went over there, nobody there. I said, well, ain't but one thing to do, and that hit it. And I couldn't see what I was doing, so I just took everything I had and I threw it on the back of the boat to try to raise up that front some. Shoot, man, the first one came, must have put about 2-3 inches of water. The next one hit me, come to the seat. I just turned around in that boat and I said, well, your next seal hit me in the back, but I'm going for the shore. I was in water up to here. Every time seals would come, I'd have to jump, like, keep my head out. But boy, you thought about cold.
Lake Ponch?
Hmm?
This was in Lake Ponch?